Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are back, or we're getting started with Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, 84th and Havelock, certified Piedmontese, special ingredients, butcher shop, has every type of meat, every cut, seafood, their own seasoning, own sauce, pasta, street tacos, vegetables, turkey jerky, beef jerky. They got everything under the sun that you want. So Mercado, certified Piedmontese, 84th and Havelock. So now we're into it. I want to get into your boy off the text line, 7482. Who said, who smelt it, dealt it? No, that's what you say when you're a little kid. Trust me. It was a heater, and I walked in. I've put in my sensory complaint to HR about whoever left that in there, so that's going to be taken care of. So we got Strick sitting us in with us for the rest of the hour. And they must have you guys have covered it, but let me hear it. You know, I think, Nate, you're going to run with the press conference, and I'll be the one to judge of whether there's some bad blood there or some conversations to be had. So right. You're going to run it, Nate?
Do you want me to run through all of them that I've got here?
Or just tell me what you – you want to just give me the cliff notes?
All right, here. I'll just run through the ones that I think are really important. So this is Mickey Joseph when he talks about Logan Smothers practice versus games. So here he is.
You're right. I think Logan's more of a gamer, but he's got to practice better. You know, and he understands that, and Logan is really going to attack this week, trying to be a better practice player. That's his goal this week.
So that's kind of the dispute between who's calling the shots, who's quarterback, or whatever. So this is now Mickey Joseph talking about the conversations between him and Mark Whipple.
We, me, you know, the coaches, the kids not calling the plays.
Right.
We are.
So is that a conversation you have with
absolutely.
Whipple?
We had that conversation.
How'd it go?
That's between me and Whipple.
Oh, I respect that. Look, he's got to have – look, at the end of the day, friction is what you need. Friction is where diamonds come from. You know, and, you know, even, you know, when I was in college and we were winning three national championships, don't think that everybody was up in there hunky-dory. George Darlington wanted to run some coverages. Coach McBride wanted to, you know, make sure – and sometimes it worked, sometimes it meshed, which is obviously most of the time for us. And sometimes you want to run a coverage at a certain time of game and it doesn't work. Sometimes you want to run a play at a certain time of game and it doesn't work, and so forth and so on. Everybody has various opinions. So I don't have a problem with that. Mickey's the head coach. He's operating as such. So whatever he says goes. And if that's not the case, you know, if I'm coaching and this is what I want, then it ain't good. And then that's a conversation. Then it's going to be a conversation. You know, you're going to go from – this is one – I'll tell you like this. This is an analogy or whatever. I'll give you my experience. And I know Strick's dad, so I know Strick had the same conversation with his dad. Or at least I can assume, just because I know Matt, your dad. So my dad, we were talking about sports, and we were talking about a situation with sports. And going back and forth, and it had to do with schoolwork and stuff like that. My dad said, hey, look, listen here. As we're talking now, it's a democracy, okay? You come in here with bad grades, or you get in trouble, or you do something and you're a bad teammate, then it's going to turn into a dictatorship.
Facts.
And at that point in time, at least in my school, I didn't know what a dictatorship is. And I would tell you this. Maybe in social studies when we went over it, probably because that's where he's mad because I didn't know it. In social studies, I might have probably wasn't listening to that at that time.
Right, right.
But I didn't know what it is, what it was, right? So I said, hey, man, what's a dictatorship, right? I'm, you know, just asking. He's like, trust me, you'll know when I have to go there. He's like, but you don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And now coming to that, you know, mm-hmm. Mickey, that's the way it's got to be. That's the way it is. And I think that's where it is at, but there's nothing wrong with a conversation like that.
And that's what I kind of alluded to on the block. I said, Jay, there's a unique dynamic that's happening that is nuanced that most people just looking on the outside in can't understand. You know, let me just not say can't. Just
don't
may
up
not
on
understand
it.
Or pick up on
it,
right?
Yeah.
And it's this. You go from being like, and I try to do it from a perspective of take it out of football. Let's just take it and put it in your business or in your job, right? In your job situation, you come in, you have a regional manager, which is probably going to be Trev, okay? He's in control of the whole
deal, right?
Then you have the supervisor or the manager or the general manager that...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's running this particular ship, which is the head coach.
Right.
He's now ousted. You are the supervisor of this specific sector, and there's another supervisor of another sector. You're running this ship, and that person is a subordinate. Not subordinate as far as he's working under you
right.
and getting you prepared for whatever it is that you need to do.
Yeah, on up the chain.
It's a chain.
Right.
So this person now gets leapfrogged because once this vacates, usually it's one of these guys that would normally fill in that void.
Right.
He gets vacated and then all of a sudden it's nothing to do with looking down on you or not thinking that you can't do what you're doing. It's a subconscious thing.
It could be. So I get what you're saying. That happens a lot. Like if you see like a position coach go from position coach to head coach and they over.
Which is what happened.
And then you like a defensive coordinator stays defensive coordinator. You see that all the time in the NFL.
Yeah.
Or a guy that goes from assistant linebacker coach to D coordinator, but the D line coach doesn't get it. That happens all the time. And you know, here's my personal experience with something like that. When Coach Osborne retired, right? Coach Solis was, I think, by name. You know,
running backs coach then, right?
Sardar Hammond text line. Back in 1997, was Frank Solis primarily just the running back coach or was he running back coach / offensive coordinator? We need that texted in here. But Frank Solis gets elevated to head coach, right? Mm-hmm. So the one thing I did, I saw, there wasn't any turnover on the defense. McBride kind of was his deal. But on offense, if you go back, the continuity and the amount of delay of games and the mm-hmm. and you could see the noise or the you know, just not the flow in the headset. I remember particularly looking down like how you guys, like we just turned the ball over for you in the red zone. And we can't score against Texas, which is the worst defense in the Big 12. Well, we had delay a game, offside, all that stuff. It was chaos. Well, then you start to, you know, then you're like, okay, well, some inner bickering where, you know, Frank was always kind of everybody's assistant coach. You know right. what I mean? And all of them had four or five gold stars next to their name. You had the best offensive, one of the best offensive line coaches in history in Milt Tenneper, one of the best receiver coaches in the nation in Ron Brown, who had Ron Brown had Florida State on him so much. And this is back when Florida State had Peter Warg and all those dudes. And then you had Colt Solich, which was second to none as far as running back coach. And then Coach Gill, right, who was a great player and a great quarterback coach. You got to think the great players that he developed in coach, you know, back to back to back to back. And then here goes Coach Solich goes. And I saw a little bit of that. But I don't necessarily think it's that. I just think that, you know, one thing you can't understand.
Well, that's why I want to say, real quick.
I don't think we're there yet.
Real quick, that's why. So I don't think it's that, but I think that's why I say it's a nuance to us, Jay, meaning that he has given great deference to allow space
as
for
you should, as you should, because as a true right. leader, right? Say I'm the head coach and you two knuckleheads are my coordinators, right? you know what I'm saying? Or however it is. And say we all kind of coach the same position. Or, you know, I have a defensive background. So my job as a leader is effective. And this is one thing Coach Osborne did phenomenally well. Had his foundation, but he's going to let Eric be the foundation of Nebraska and be the version of you as a coach. And so that's how you're able to recruit your players. So I think Mickey's doing that. But after every game, they're having conversations.
Right.
If we would have scored – I don't know. After Purdue game, they're still having conversations. Now, the conversations are different because of maybe the way some players have played. Then the conversation has to change because, you know, maybe he's the quarterback coach. So now we got to figure out, okay, well, what I'm seeing isn't coming to fruition.
Right.
But you got to – here's also one thing. I know – hold on. I know. We'll get to it. We're here. This is the democracy here, okay? You're not getting I'm the captain now, right? But listen.
But Whipple doesn't want this.
Hold on.
About to play for you.
Just listen to me. But when a coach says a player that everybody is saying, why isn't he playing more, has to practice better, that's how decisions are made. Eric could tell you. There's very few gamers out there.
Yeah.
There is.
It's
now,
a rarity.
Now, I'm going to tell you like this. You know, sometimes my best games was when I practiced like tiddly-poo. And I was more nervous going to them to games. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because I missed checks. I ain't tackle well. I wasn't crisp in my reads. Mm-hmm. I didn't, you know, I'm getting roasted on pass routes.
Mm-hmm.
And here you see, you know, whatever tight end I'm going against, and he ain't the dude on the practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you spink the muscle, puckered up about this tight, Nate. But then I ended up working out well because I was practicing it with the right intention versus just going out there and practicing
going
through the motions.
But you talk about the open conversation with the offense. I'm about to play you.
Well, do a break. Come
we'll
back.
Do a break.
Right,
we're
going to
do a break.
And then I'll play you a Mark Whipple
soundbite.
We're
at the post office. Yeah. We're going to break on old school E. Strick, a.k.a. Stricky, Jay Foreman, and Nate O'Brennan.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.